Indifference to criticism. In general, criticism and abuse are the most common causes of anger and bad feelings between people. How quickly we are upset or angered if others verbally abuse us. Gautama Buddha never became upset or angry when others criticized him. He remained quite self-possessed in response to even the harshest criticism. Ananda, one of his disciples, once asked him, "Why is it that you can keep calm and not be affected at all by abuse?" Buddha replied with a parable. "Suppose there is a man who puts filth on a silver tray and offers it to you. Will you take it?" Ananda answered, "If it was filth, I certainly would not take it." Then the Buddha said, "Well, if you don't take it, who has it?" Ananda replied, "The one who offered it must still have it." "Quite right," the Buddha said. "Abuses are like filth. That is why I do not receive them. There is no reason for me to become angry or excited. If you do not receive abuse, you will not become angry at anyone. It is no problem at all. You suffer because you make the abuse your own." Abuse and criticism are not bad in themselves. You can profit by them if you learn from them by taking a serious look into yourself. If the criticism is true, accept it as fertilizer for growth. If the criticism is false, then it has nothing to do with you. As a matter of fact, great people are often criticized as much as they are praised. No matter how hard we try, we cannot control the minds of others, and there are always some who will find much in us to criticize. My teacher, Akagarasu, used to remark, "When a ship moves forward, it creates a wake. The bigger the ship, the bigger the wake." We cannot avoid stirring up criticism by our actions, however good our intentions. But like a ship which has already moved past its wake, we should leave criticism behind.